Let's bring in Paul Emig. Let's call Paul.
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Emig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Calling Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Long night of another Packers disappointment, but other than that, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, I mean, I look at this situation, and, you know, I know people are still talking about hope and glimmers of hope, and I'm saying, look, I don't see it anymore. I've taken this team and thought to myself, they can get it done. And they continue to do the same thing over and over again, whether it's the quarterback not throwing to open receivers, stupid penalties on special teams, missed field goals have cost this team, you know, the same thing. And I don't see it getting any better anytime soon. I think what's going to happen is we're going to ride this out. They're going to miss the postseason by a game, maybe two. The end of the Mike McCarthy era comes to a close on Black Monday. We're talking about a coaching hire or a coaching firing, and this a search committee is then brought in. And then we're going to see who can tell the quarterback play within the system and give, you know, take what the defense gives you. And that's where I'm at right now with this team.
Yeah, I mean, I saw your tweets last night, and I was on the same page with you. This feels like, to a T, Favre and Sherman. That's what this feels like. It just feels like you need to bring in a Mike McCarthy, a new coach, you know, an offensive-minded head coach probably, to come in and rejuvenate a career that feels like it is in a tailspin for the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, it's almost down to like the age of what Favre was versus what Rodgers is. It's almost identical, the situations are. And you don't know, Rodgers hadn't been with, you know, Sherman for the amount of time Rodgers has been with McCarthy, but it's to the point, yes, where you need to find a new voice. You need to find a new way to create, I don't know if it's excitement, refocus, I'm not exactly sure what the right way to say it is, but it's right now what it feels like is it feels like hero ball, you know, in basketball, right, where you just kind of dribble it out and you got to be the one to make the shot, but you don't want to make the easy play. You want to make the hard play because it's, you know, it's more highlight really or whatever the case might be. And
right.
Rodgers is still making the spectacular plays.
Yeah.
That has not changed. And that's what makes this conversation so difficult is that, two things. You look at Rodgers' stats, you say, this season, 18 touchdowns and one interception. You know, you say, last night, 21 for 30, you know, like 142 passer rating. Like, the numbers are there. Then you go and you look at any highlight show and you see the 50-yard rollout to a bomb to Robert Tonyan, and then you see, you know, some of the other throws, and you're like, man, this can't be Rodgers' fault because look at the highlights. Look at the numbers. They don't lie, right?
Right.
Well, they kind of do. They kind of do, you know, and it's not the only problem by far. It's not the only problem. But there's something of embracing the idea, I think, if you're Rodgers, that the easy play is sometimes the good play. And I do think some of that, Bill, is the way the game plan is set out. I think some of it's in you know, just in the way Rodgers operates because he's so good at those 50-yard rollout, 7.5 seconds to throw the ball type plays that, you know, it's more challenging. It's more fun. Well, who can come in? It's clearly not Mike McCarthy. At this point, let's just cut the crap.
Right.
Mike McCarthy's not going to be the one to refocus Aaron Rodgers as quarterback. That ship has sailed. It's over. It's done. Let's just put that to rest. Rodgers needs a new offensive guy. He needs a new head coach. He needs it's just time. And, you know, I think there's frustrating parts about that, Bill, that, you know, you can look at, I think, the much talked about and deservedly so 4th-and-2 punt play with 4.5 minutes left. Mike McCarthy saying he's playing the numbers. Well, you know, yes, Rodgers had just thrown a pass where he looked at his hand and wondered, how did I just throw that ball into the ground on 3rd-and-2? That would have gotten the first down. Well, that's all fine and good. Mike McCarthy says he's playing the numbers, Bill. The numbers say that on 4th-and-2, across the NFL, that play is converted to a first down 56% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're playing the numbers, no, you're not. No, that you went with the opposite of the numbers. Number two, Rodgers throughout his career is a 63% completion rating passer on 3rd-and-2 and 4th-and-2. So you're also not playing the numbers. And, you know, you kind of go to some of the post-game stuff, interviews, and players who are looking for that galvanizing moment, and, you know, players just talking about, like, man, if we just had that spark. Well, you know, what I think, Bill, is, and we're going off on this tangent here, but what I think is happening is, if Mike McCarthy was the first-year head coach with the Packers, he would have managed the game last night differently. But he's drawing, just like any of us, like, you know, Bill, you might fall on a crutch once in a while for your show. That's something that you've been doing for 10 years, or because you remember back in 09 that this thing worked. And what, you know, anyone does that in any walk of life. You kind of recall past experiences of what worked or what didn't work, and you use that to inform the way you're going to make a decision now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike McCarthy has so many bad experiences that, and good ones too. I'm not meant to trivialize it, but like, that I think he's coaching in a way that he'll look back on 10 years and regret, because he's in the moment drawing upon, you know, that battle, that internal battle, that strife that he seems to have of, am I too conservative or am I too aggressive? Is today a day where I'm going to be conservative? Is today a day where I'm going to be aggressive? And I think, you know, between the Rodgers struggles of sort and the McCarthy, you know, maybe overly conservative approach last night, and using, I think, his past to inform his present, which, again, he didn't play the numbers. He played opposite of the numbers. And you just kind of have a mess in your hands. And, yes, this is, you know, they have a 22% chance to make the playoffs. That's what the numbers tell you. And, you know, so a 78% chance that this come Black Monday, the Packers don't have a head coach named Mike McCarthy. And I think most people will say it was probably overdue.
What else do you see in this team that would lead you to believe that, it, you know, as Aaron Rodgers said, there could be a galvanizing moment? Is what would you say if you're going to say to an average Packers fan, yeah, there's hope because?
Well, yeah, because Kyler Fackrell is amazing. who would have thought we'd say that?
Right.
There's a couple things. First off, I don't mean to, like, poo-poo it. Kyler Fackrell, oh, my God, Bill. Like, let's talk about that for just 10 seconds. Like, this guy, who we all joked about how bad he was, it's not just the numbers. Because, again, like we said, you look at Rodgers' numbers and you say, wait, he's playing great. And it's like, well, no, he's not. You can look at Fackrell's numbers and say, wow, he's playing great, but maybe he's actually not. No, he is. I mean, he's, like, a really good player all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones continues to play really well. He only had 6 touches in the second half. That's a problem. Whose problem? McCarthy. Whose problem secondarily? Rodgers. You know, there's all these weird things going on, but what would give you hope? I would say if you're looking for that, you'd say, well, in 2016 they did it, 4-6 to the NFC Championship game. I think the question that I've seen asked to me and that I've seen commented to me is, if that happens and the Packers do come together and they win their last stretch of games and they sneak into the playoffs as a wild card, and let's say they win the first round game, well, does that mean Mike McCarthy stays? Maybe.
No.
You know, maybe that would be enough to.
Do you think it's
Super Bowl appearance or bust?
No, I think it would be NFC Championship appearance or bust. And yeah. I don't even begin to think about seeing that happening. I just don't.
I mean, and I don't either. And again, it's like I don't. You don't want to ignore what happened 2 years ago in 2016 and kind of storming back, but at the same time, man, if this 2018 team does that, the way they have been playing all year, like even in their wins, Bill, go back to when they won 22-0 at home against Buffalo. Like, that was a game where, I mean, Rodgers was more pissed off after that game than most of these losses. You know, like even the wins haven't felt good. It's just, it's not all hope is lost, but if you really want to look for that silver lining of like, well, what can I really look for? The defense is playing pretty well. You would assume at some point Aaron Rodgers will play consistently on a snap-by-snap basis like Aaron Rodgers. You have the best running back you've had in Rodgers' tenure. I know Eddie Lacy for a couple of years was on top of the world, but Aaron Jones is another animal altogether. That guy is so talented and so good. And you do have emerging stars on defense. Jair Alexander, Kyler Fackrell, Kenny Clark. These guys are all extremely talented. They have talent. They just don't have a full, complete football team, and it seems to be something different every week that kind of spoils what this team is trying to do.
Paul, good stuff as always. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, though.
Enjoy the weekend, pal.
You too.
There you go. Talk to you later. You go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.